This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So I've been hearing a couple of adverts on air about Galela immune boosters. Well, I'm going to be having a conversation with its inventor, Mr. Tamim Jali. Although the oil has been in the market for some time, the coronavirus has thrust this product into the limelight, given its effectiveness in reducing the viral load. It's also been used by an American crew who was recently shooting a Netflix production in Cape Town, particularly as they wanted, you know, some of the crew members who tested positive to quickly test negative in the shortest period of time. Sounds like something everybody needs in their cupboard. We have the honor today to have a chat with the inventor of Galela Immune Booster Oils, the owner of Galela Company, Mr. Tamim Jali. Good morning, Mr. Jali. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning.
Mr. Mchali, tell us a bit about your incredible research and development journey. I understand that you studied in the U.S. and some of the institutions that you worked with.
Yes, I left South Africa when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
Very young, but I studied in vet. But then after a year and a half, I got a scholarship to go to the U.S.A. And I studied chemical engineering in the U.S.A. And from day one when I was in the USA, I worked for research and development. I worked for NASA. I worked for Goodyear Tire Rubber Company. We did a lot of research with the Department of Energy in the USA on coal. And then I did a lot of research with Texaco. I've got 3 patents with Texaco on catalysis, you know, on refineries. And then from there, I worked for distillation, which is separation, which is exactly what I'm doing with the extractions of the oils.
Mr. Mchali, the line is a bit shaky. We're going to try and just reach you on an alternative number. Actually, he is back on the line. Mr. Mchali, welcome back.
Yes, I'm
here now. Yes, Mr. Mchali. So you have an amazing entrepreneurship track record. Briefly take us through your telecommunications track record and some of the businesses that you are involved in.
Yes, When I came back, I decided to leave technology alone and focus on telecommunications. I started a company called iBest, which is now called Rain. We sold it to Rain 3 or 5 years ago.
Oh.
For almost a billion rand.
Wow. Wow. Okay. There's just so much that you have achieved. I mean, I've been doing a bit of reading before we went on air, but I think we can try just one last time just to have this conversation with him. Mr. Mchali, welcome back. I'm now starting to call you with the name of the brand.
In fact, our clean name is Makalela. So the name...
It's actually yours.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I'm glad that we can come back from that. Let's continue with this conversation. I mean, we were having a brief conversation just before we got cut off about, you know, how you got this product in the market.
No, I was suffering from immense ulcers.
Okay.
As I was working, and I would be off almost 30 days in a year in a hospital.
Wow.
And this was meant for me and my daughter. And my daughter had a similar condition, table hop. So then I realized that I'm not going to get any help in the hospital because they like my medical aid.
Of course. Of course.
So I decided then to do some research. And a friend of mine from Malaysia told me about extracting oils from the seeds that they want me to be the distributor because it's healthier. So I started doing the extraction of the oil myself here and then mix it with several other things and plant oil.
Okay.
And voila, my stomach ulcers disappeared.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my daughter's ulcers, my daughter suffers from Crohn's, I suffer from ulceritis colitis. Both of us are totally fine now. Our medical aid dropped from 30,000 rand a month to 8,000 rand a month.
Yes, I think a lot of people love the sound of medical aid dropping so drastically. But you did mention that, I mean, you're extracting some oils yourself and you're putting it with a couple of other ingredients. Describe to us the science behind this immune booster and also some of the distinct ingredients that you use in the formulation that makes it such a great immune booster product.
No, we use your normal stuff that you find in your kitchen. I mean, exactly like the way you do your garlic.
Okay.
What we do is then we extract garlic oil, which is more, which is 1,000 times more potent than just eating a normal garlic. Because when you eat a normal garlic, you need to rely on your stomach to absorb it. So I had to design this because my stomach was not working. So I needed to increase the absorption mechanism of the ingredients I eat.
Oh.
So most of us do have all the stuff that I do, but except that our stomach sometimes fails us with digestion.
True, that's true.
Yes. So I'm using your garlic, I'm using your cinnamon, it's a combination, and then I'm using your olive oil and your coconut oil.
So, I mean, also, I understand that, you know, this product took off during the pandemic. Please provide us with some, you know, remarkable stories associated to Galela Immune Boosters.
I think I can even write a book. No, the painful part is when we arrived there a second later and they say the patient is dead. That's the most painful part.
Mm.
But what normally happens is the wife will take the oil. The husband says, "What are you taking? I'm not going to take that thing. That thing, you are so primitive." And then a week later, boom, the husband corona. The wife has no corona. And then the wife now treats the husband. They've been sleeping together. So that means the husband has long had corona.
Yeah.
So how come the wife didn't have it? Mm. Even yesterday, somebody called me, probably knows one of the big actress.
Yeah.
She called me. Her sister arrived from Durban on Friday. And yesterday she tested positive. That means she came with it.
Yeah.
And because she's been on Galela for almost over a month, she has no symptoms. She's not even positive.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So if listeners would like to know more about this product, where do they go and then where can they buy it? Is it sold in retail stores? Is it available nationwide?
It's available nationwide, except that we do it differently. We you know, COVID brought in a new way of doing business.
Mm.
So there's always what we call a COVID business plan.
Yeah.
Once there's lockdown, the stores are closed, this thing is closed. And most of the time, when we receive a call for a COVID patient, we take it as if it's a matter of death. So we have to hurry up and get the product to that particular person.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, I've delivered in ICUs, I've delivered in private hospitals.
Yeah.
I've delivered yesterday we delivered in Rustenburg to a COVID patient. I mean, it has to be a different way of doing things. So we use the Uber drivers and the Bolt drivers in those areas because we're able to deliver very fast.
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Mchali, before I do let you go, just a quick personal question. Does it work for acid reflux?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can tell you 4 days.
4 days. That is my consultation to you right now. I'm glad that it works for acid reflux. I absolutely appreciate the time that you gave us for this conversation. But for those who are like, I wanted to know if maybe I can use for my acid reflux, and now I have my answer.
Yes.
So do you guys have a social media page? Do you have anywhere where people can follow and read up a little bit more on it?
Yes, a lot of people are writing about this stuff in different places. So you can go to Facebook, you'll see Galela. You can go to Twitter, you can go to Instagram. There's a lot of people who are posting. There's even people who wrote Katamia songs about the oil.
Wow. Wow.
On their own.
Absolutely. I wish we had more time for this conversation, but unfortunately.
But let me say though.
Yeah.
For those who want it immediately,
yes,
they can call our call center.
Okay.
011-1000-302.
011-1000-302. Thank you so much,
yes,
Mr. Mchali, for that conversation. I mean, yeah, man, you heard it. It even works for acid reflux. I said it's the season for those. Thank you so much to him for this conversation.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.